Could you set up any? We're going to try and see if we can explain Rashi. Rashi differs from Tosfos, and he learns that the psak according to Abaye is that they're chayav and lachalek, mitzvah lachalek. So we have a number of different possibilities over here. We saw that Tosfos offers two possibilities. The second answer of Tosfos was that the very chiyuv of bracha, to begin with, since it's the Rabbanon, does not really obligate a person in terms of the maisa of amira shevach. The chiyuv is that the person have a kiyum of bracha. So he's regarded as one who partakes of the matir of bracha. So according to that, it's not a problem. The whole chiv that was instituted, according to the Chum, did not demand anything more than that a person should be Yosei a chiv bracha. And Yosei chiv bracha could be through the mechanisms, whatever mechanism you want. You could have a mechanism. So since you have a mechanism of Shemei Kohen, you can utilize it. That's the second answer of Tosfos. The first answer of Tosfos was not taking that position. It said that there's a requirement to have a certain mati. If that's the case, then you have to assume that the first answer was holding that no, that by bracha, di rabbanon, as well as di oraisa, the basic obligation is not just to have the kiyum, but to actually recite the shevach, the amira shevach, the recitation of the shevach. That's the position that we're starting from. As they said, it requires a mati for one person to be yotzei. So what's the matir? The matir is the phenomenon of tsiruf, that they're mitsuruf together. Now, whenever two people are together and there's a tsiruf between them, so then you create a situation in which one person can say the bracha for the other person. Of course, there has to be a reason for that. We really didn't go any further than just positing that. But perhaps from Rashi, we can sort of infer what the reason is from the fact that Rashi rejects it. See, because Rashi is going further. And Rashi, of course, is taking the position of the first answer of Tosfos. That is, all things being equal, the chi of bracha is the chi of shevach, that you have to recite the bracha. That's your chi of. No question about that. Rashi rejects the second answer. But Rashi accepts the premise of the first answer, but disagrees. Of course, how do you understand Abaya? Abaya is saying Naktinan, Shnayim Shachlu Kiachas. Two people lay together, right? Kiachas is mitzvah lechalek. What's the cause? What's the factor which creates the mitzvah lechalek? The fact that you're lacking in a chefta shalzimun. So Rashi apparently held that the only time in which you can join together for the bracha is not simply if there's a phenomenon of tziruf, is that the very bracha itself is on a higher level. The bracha itself is a greater chefza in terms of shevach. So then you join together for the bracha. Instead of the singular bracha, you have the joint bracha. But the mere fact that two people are mitzuraf yachad in terms of the bracha, that he holds, is not sufficient. And Tosfos disagrees with that. Now, could be, we didn't explain. We said Tosfos requires a matir, and the matir is tziruf. So it could be so what's tziruf? So what do I care if they're tziruf or not? Well, why does that make it better? Oh, because at least you have two people joining together. Two people joining together to praise God. That's the general idea. For Ovam, Hadras Mel, for more people. You see? But there's a difference. So, there's a difference between the fact that two people are joining together and praising God together. That's one example. That's one type of an increase in Shevach. But that's only because it's two people joining together. But there's no increase in terms of the very Chefetz itself. You follow? That's a subjective thing. Two people are joining together. So two people join together, as opposed to people doing it separately, independently, it's better if you do it together. But that doesn't mean that the bracha of the Shnayim has any validity. So it's not an increase in Shevach in terms of the Chefta Shel Bracha. That's an important distinction. In the case of three, it's a new Cheftish HaBrach. You see? That's everybody agrees. That's because, why is it a new Cheftish HaBrach? Because God Allah Hashem Iti. When Ramash Mayachda. So three is a special unit. In much the same way that the Chazar Zashatz, the Shmon Esrei of 10 people, is a new Chefza. It's different than 9 people that happen to be davening together. Because why? It's a tzibur. And now when you have 10 people, you have a tefillah. And now you have a chefza of tefillah shel tzibur. So from the standpoint of the chefza shel shefach, there's an increase. So therefore, you have 3 different opinions, so to speak, 3 different positions with regard to the chiyuv bracha midrabanan. Pekas Amosi, for example. You have the second position in Tosis, which holds that the basic chiyuv is only with regard to the kiyum of bracha. And therefore, there is no chiyuv per se to of Amira Shevach. So that's simple. So if that's the case, you don't need any phenomenon of tziruf. So one person, l'chatchila, can be motzi somebody else. However, the other position maintains that no, that here too, there's a chiyuv with regard to the Amir Shevach. So all things being equal, each person has to say the bracha. Except there's a matir to be yotzei with somebody else's. So the Tosis holds that the mere fact that there's a tziruf between us, that two people are doing it together, that itself is a kiyum in the bracha. But the Rashi holds that that's not sufficient, and the matir for joining together is only if the not that there's a subjective connection between two people, but there's got to be an increase in terms of the shevach from the chafza, and that does exist, of course, when you have zimun. So therefore, when Abaye said shnayim shachlu kiyachas ein rashayim lezame. They can't be mezav chayav on the chalek, so it means to say that if there's no zimun, so then what is superior in terms of shevach is chilak. Chilak brachas is superior because each person is enunciating the full cheftish al shevach. So therefore Rashi learns that carries over to bracha rishon as well, that whenever you do not have a situation, whenever you're lacking a situation in which there's an increase in Shevach, so then it's mitzvah l'chalek. So you have the phenomenon of Ravam, but in order for it to work, you're not going to have a Ravam unless you have something bringing them together. So that there's a difference between 10 people davening as opposed to 15, 20, and so on and so forth. All things being equal, therefore, if you have a whole bunch of people, it's preferable for them to daven together rather than to split up into separate minyanim. Unless, this is not ironclad. There may be reasons why you can't daven together, whatever the case is. But there is a phenomenon of rovam. However, if you have 9 people, 9 people daven together is not rovam because there's nothing which is mitzarev them. You have to have something which is mitzarev them. So when you have a minyan, so the minyan is mitzarev them. It becomes a greater minyan. So I'm saying that perhaps is what Tosis is getting at. That with regard to bracha, however, that's why you require tziruf. Because without tziruf, it doesn't mean anything. You have 2 separate people. And there's no increase at all. But if you have a phenomenon of tziruf, which is brought about by the kviyus, so then there is something. That they're making the bracha together, the joint bracha. The only problem with Rashi, the way I've explained it, would be that makes sense in terms of the Birkas HaMazon. But what about the bracha rishon of Hamotzi? What difference is there in the Hamotzi of 3 or 4 or 1? All we've seen is that Birkas HaMazon is subject to Zimun, and Zimun clearly is a higher degree of Shevach. But what does that have to do with Birkas HaMotzi? What difference is there between the Birkas HaMotzi of 2 and the Birkas HaMotzi of 3? Because I said that Rashi said mitzvah l'chalik because by Birkas HaMazon. By Birkas HaMazon, two people benching together doesn't mean anything. It's essentially a Birkas HaMazon of one, and the other person is being mamozi through it. But by three, it's a new chefza, shel Birkas HaMazon, of Zimun. And now when I carry that over to the Bracha Rishona, there seems to be a little bit of a difficulty, because where's the Kiyam? There's no Zimun by that Bracha. To sum up Rashi, there's two possible ways at this point that I feel you can go. One is as I've just said, and Rashi says that when you have three people, a Bracha Shel Shlosha, the essence of Zimun is a Bracha Shel Shlosha, and we see that Shlosha is a unit in terms of increased Shevach in Birkas HaMazon, so the same would be true with Birkas HaMotzi. It's not exactly Zimun, but there is the concept of three people blessing God together. It's a unit. That's one way you can go. Or else, if you want to take a different approach, you could say that Rashi holds, well, it's kind of saying the same thing. It's kind of the other side of the coin. I don't know if it's that much different. That maybe Rashi also agrees with the idea of Tziruf, according to Tosis, but he holds that two is not really a Tziruf. It's got to be a Tziruf, which makes a difference in terms of halacha. What we see from Shnayim is that a Tziruf of Shnayim has no halachic significance in terms of Shevach. So therefore, that's when you talk about Tziruf, and when you have a Tziruf of people, so one can be Baruch for all, it's got to be a Tziruf which has a halachic significance, not just the physical phenomenon of eating. And therefore, once you say that the Tziruf of Shnayim has no significance with regard to Shevach, so therefore it doesn't have, it's not sufficient in terms of Birkas HaMotzi either. And that's slightly different than the first way of presenting it, but it's along the same lines. All right, we're going to take a look at the Rambam now, in Perikei Halacha Tezvav. Shnayim she'achlu ki'echad. Two who ate together. Kol echad v'yechad mevarach li'atzmo. Each one makes his own bracha. V'yim hoya echad mehen yodea. V'yechad eini yodea. Now, let's say you have one person who doesn't know how to make a bracha, and the other one does. Zeshe yodea mevarach b'kol ram. The one who knows makes the bracha in a loud voice. Vasheni ona amen. Achar kol bracha u'bracha. And the second one says amen after each bracha. That's interesting. He says achar kol bracha u'bracha after each bracha. No, because why would he have to say that, obviously? As opposed to what? When else? As opposed to one bracha at the very end? Yeah, but they're three separate brachos. Okay, I'm just pointing it out. All right, but there's not a problem. I mean, he's being exact. V'yotza yidei chavaso. V'yotza yidei chavaso. And he fulfills his obligation. Uvei mevarach li aviv. And a child can be mevarach for his father. V'eved mevarach l'rabo. And an eved, we're talking an eved kenani. Because an eved kenani is chayiv and mitzvahs like a woman and so forth. For his master. V'isha mevarachas l'bala. And a woman can say the Birkas HaMazon for her husband. The Yotzin Yedei Chavasan. And they fulfill their obligation. Aval Amru Chachamim, but the Chacham said, Tavo Ma'ara, L'misha Ishto Vanav Mevarchimo. That it's not a good omen, so to speak. It's not a good sign for one whose wife and child has to say the brach of him. Right, this is a separate point, unless you want to make some deduction from that. That indicates that the person is ignorant. He's too ignorant to learn the brachos. And his wife, he has to depend on his wife to make the brachos for him. Nothing can be deduced from this Rambam here in terms of how he would hold on the bracha Rishona. And while we're on the subject, we're going to investigate the Rambam just a little bit more. In Perik, this issue that we're talking about the each person making a bracha separately, or one person being mevarach for all, the Rambam treats this in Perik Aleph. Now, in Halacha Yud Aleph, he just states what the halacha is. He's telling you about the mechanisms whereby one person can be yotzei through another person. We've learned this already. Kol shemei brach min abrachos, mitchil v'yatzofo, min eskavein lotes bo yidei chavoso. So here he's telling us about the mechanism which is called shomea ka'one, that if a person listened from beginning to end with kavana lotes, then he can fulfill his obligation. V'yav v'shlo'an amen, even though he didn't answer amen. Then he says, whoever answers amen after the mavarch, hareze kimavarch. We've explained that already, which means that it's a higher level in terms of shevach. It's kimavarch, that the word amen is, so to speak, a mini bracha. Then, of course, he says that's only when the mavarch is chayiv in that bracha. And then he goes, all right, so fine. Then the other issue is, what if he's chayiv midrabanan, I'm chayiv diaraisa? That's a separate point, which is basically that you can only be Yotze Yochi if from someone who's on the same level, at least on the same level of Chiv that you're on. Now, Halacha Yid Beis, Rabim Shenis Vadu Lechol Pas, Olush Dos Yayin, if a group, Rabim, he doesn't say how many, join together to eat bread or drink wine. Ubirech Echad Mehen, we're talking now about the Bracha Rishona. And one person made the bracha, the anu kulam amein, and the rest of them said amein. Hare elu mutarim lechol velishtos. They're permitted to eat and drink. Which would indicate the Rambam is not talking about the Yevid over here. He's not talking about the Yevid. They're permitted, so it means lechatchila, you could do it this way. Avalam lo niskavnu lechol ki echad. But if they didn't have kavana to eat together, el zeba meyatzmo, vezeba meyatzmo. Each person comes independent, separately. Afapi shein ochlin mikikar echad, even though they're eating from one loaf, kol echad v'echad mevarech li'atzmo. Each person has to make the bracha by himself. That's interesting. It's kind of mitzvah l'chalek over there. That's step number one. Step number one. I mean, I don't know who's he's agreeing with Rashi here, he's agreeing with Tosis over here. It's even though they're eating from one kikar, but they came separately, which means there was no predetermined plan. They didn't have a plan to get together and eat. They just happened to come to the lunchroom at the same time, and there's one big loaf, and everybody's eating from that loaf. But each guy has to make his own bracha. Now, one second. Bamed devar mamurim. When do we say this? What? That there's got to be this kavana, right? At the beginning, from the start. B'pas v'yayin, bilvad. Only when we're talking about bread and wine. Aval shar ochlum amashkim, but other foods and beverages. Einan srichin haseba. They don't require haseba. Ella, he didn't mention Haseba until now, but apparently we'll have to assume that he means that they're all reclining together. Ella, in Birech Echad Mehen, but if one person made the bracha, the Anu Kulon Amein, and the remainder said Amein, Hare Elu Ochlin Vishosin. Then they can eat and drink. The FLP, Shalo Niskavnu Lahasev Kiechad. Even though they did not have intention to eat together. The questions in the Rambam are pretty obvious, straightforward. And that is to say, why should the law be different? Either this halacha, that one person makes a bracha for all, is only where they are eating together. That seems to be the idea we've been working with, that if there's a tziruf in the achila, so one person makes the bracha for all of them. But it's very strange that when you're talking about bread and wine, then you have the requirement of haseba, which means that they're doing it together. It's not just haphazard. But by other foods, you don't have that requirement. Doesn't matter, even if it's just haphazard, one person makes a bracha for all. What's the reason for that? The Rambam is saying that you have two kinds of situations. That is to say, it could be a separate achila. If it's a separate achila, then each person is mevarach li'atzmo. So, in order, however, if it's not a separate achila, it's one achila. In the sense that there's a group that are eating together. That's what you need. So then the protocol is one person makes a bracha and everybody else answers amen. So now you have two situations, pas and yayin. So where it's pas and yayin, so then they all have to be together in terms of haseba. That means in terms of the kviyas. Why? Because since yayin and pas lend themselves to kviyas, so the fact that you're not part of the kviyas is a differentiating factor. It separates you and it renders it into a separate achila. So whenever you, wherever you have a separate achila, then the protocol is you make a bracha for yourself. You don't do the other person. His bracha doesn't relate to you. Now that is not to say that, again, we're not saying that b'di'evit, if you had no other way of doing it in Shemei Kahonos, then that's fine. That would work technically. But the protocol is that if it's a separate achila, then you make your own bracha. If it's a joint achila, then one bracha can be made because it's a joint achila, and everybody can partake of that bracha through amen. So now I think it follows very smoothly. So it all depends. It turns out that since our ochlin and mashkin, other foods like fruits, do not have the capacity of any kind of a kviyas, so that creates a kula over here. Because the fact that you're not bahaseba is not a differentiating factor, because it doesn't. So then, as long as you're eating together, even if you aren't koveya. See, in a situation where there's kviyas, so then what makes it one achila is the fact that you're part of the kviyas. And if not, so then you have a different, you're making your own kviyas, you're koveya le'atmo, so that's a machalik. But if the food that you're eating is not one of kviyas, so there's no differentiating factor. So we're all there together at the same time. And one person makes a bracha for all. It's sufficient. Because there was nothing to differentiate you and to render it into a separate achila. That's why it turns out that with fruits and things of that sort, where there is no kviyas, it's going to be more lenient. That, I believe, is what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam would seem to be like Tosis as far as this is concerned. But we don't. In other words, the Rambam went further and made the differentiation between different kinds of food. So the number of people is not significant. You have two. But if they're drinking wine and they're having bread, so then you require haseba. Or whatever our equivalent is to that. Because that unites them. That makes it one achila. But when it comes to fruits and other things, you don't. Since there's no kviyas, as long as they're just eating together. If they're just eating together, so that's sufficient. There's no chiluk. There's no machalik. For the Rambam, the problem would be the factor which prevents one bracha l'kulon is if it's clear that he's differentiated. He's machalik himself. He's separate from the group. So now it all depends. If you have something which creates a group and you're not part of that group, so then that's chiluk. It's latzmo. So you have to make your own bracha. But if it's something which doesn't work that way, it's just a simple thing. We're all eating a fruit together. We're all having coffee together. The standard is lower in terms of tziruf, because it's lower, it makes it's less demanding. You don't need to be part of any kviyas because it's not something which is eaten. When we talk about people having coffee together, there we're not talking that they did it b'kviyas. They just get together, happen to be together. We're having coffee together, so that's sufficient. Because it's not a phenomenon of kviyas. If it's a phenomenon of kviyas, however, so then the only way we consider it as one is if you're part of the very kviyas.